Welcome back to Like Literally Literary. I'm Alexa Pereira and I am your host. Today we are talking about The Perfect Stranger by Megan Miranda, and this is Megan Miranda's second psychological novel. I have yet to read her first one that's titled All the Missing Girls, but this one is the one that I have, and this is the one for today. So before we get into it, I just want to read you guys the back of the cover. If there's anybody here that doesn't know what the book is about, doesn't know if they're interested in the plot. So I'm going to read the back, it's not too long, and then we're going to get right into it. When your best friend becomes your worst nightmare. Leah Evans is in a desperate need of a fresh start. Once a star reporter, she's lost her job at the Boston paper and damaged her professional reputation beyond repair. But salvation arrives when she is unexpectedly reunited with her old roommate, Emmy Gray. Leah and Emmy relocate to a small town with hopes of starting new chapters. But within a week, a woman who looks just like Leah is left for dead close by, and Emmy goes inexplicably missing. As Leah searches for answers in the house they share, she begins to realize how little she knows about Emmy Gray. And when the local police are unable to find any trace of Emmy, they begin to question Leah's credibility and her possible role in the crime. Leah knows there's only one way to clear her name, find Emmy Gray. But what if Emmy Gray never existed at all? Gripping and atmospheric, The Perfect Stranger defies expectations at every turn and confirms Megan Miranda's reputation as one of the most exciting new voices in psychological suspense. So that is the summary in the back. This was released in May of 2017. So it has been out. It's been out for a while. I just didn't get around to it for a while. I do want to mention a few of the editor's notes because I did read an ARC version of this book. I've had it for a while and I picked it up at a previous job that they had a lot of books that you could just take because nobody else wanted. So that's where I got this. If you missed the last episode where I discussed it. So in the editor's note, it mentions praise for Emma Miranda. It mentions praise for Megan Miranda's writing and that this book even raises the bar in comparison to her previous psychological book. It's said to be expertly plotted and finely paced. It says the main character, Leah, is damaged enough to be fascinating, human enough to be sympathetic, and yet just as shadowy as the frightening circumstances that multiply up until the stunning conclusion. The undeniable truth that people are often not what they seem, and sometimes we don't even know the deepest parts of ourselves. It mentions Megan Miranda is a master of suspense as well. So I wanted to include those little notes just so you could see where my expectations were, what I went into the book knowing, because I didn't really know anything else about the book. I go into books quite blind. I don't like to know too much. So if it's a genre I like, if the main like topics and points are ones that I find interesting, I will most likely pick it up and then go from there and hope to enjoy it. And that is how I pick my books. Very much a feeling and just knowing what I like and do not like. The one thing I did really agree with the editor's note is that I do think that the main character, Leah, is that exactly. She's damaged enough to be fascinating, human enough to be sympathetic, and yet just as shadowy as the frightening circumstances that multiply up to the stunning conclusion. So I did think that the character was done very well. I really enjoyed Leah's character. We did go back and forth into, I went at least back and forth into figuring out if she was real, if she was sane, and it kept it interesting because she was damaged, but not too far damaged that you couldn't really connect with it or seemed unrealistic. And it was fascinating. And she was human enough that you would feel sympathy for her and you would really feel for her and really just rack your brain of like, okay, are you telling the truth? Are you making up Emmy? Like, what is happening? Is she traumatized that she created Emmy, or what is happening? And I did enjoy the book overall. Let me pull up to see what I rated this book. I don't even remember. I gave it a 3 out of 5 stars, and I will explain more. Let's start with the beginning. We're thrown into this story and left to fill the pieces to who and her roommate are and what happened to Leah that caused her to move out of the city that she really enjoyed living in. She loved the city. And who is this roommate that they were friends and then she disappeared and Emmy left Leah with a box of her things. And Leah has held on to that box until she finds or bumps into Emmy again. And I think the most creepy part of this book is that when the items are moved or missing in their house, or the TV is on and then it's off or vice versa, and that the main character didn't turn it on and there was nobody else in the house or nobody else that admit to do it. I think that was the creepiest part of this book. It's also like the mysterious sounds of the outside of the house. Like there's a lot of creaking, but they are in like a smaller town and they live within like a forest. So it could be just like nature sounds at night, animals, but it's very much told that it's almost like human sounds and like people walking. And it's just the most creepy part of the book, I think. And it really got to me because I hate that. Like, so bad. Emmy is an unstable friend. She's a friend to Leah, but seems to want to also frame her for murder and has defended Leah in the past by stabbing someone in the hand. So it's very complicated. Emmy is this mysterious person. We don't know why she would be doing this, and we don't know what her motive is. So then we get to the middle of the book. At the beginning of the book, where left figuring out what's happening, who are these people, what are the situations that they are in, and what are we trying to figure out. Once we get to the middle, it's when her roommate Emmy goes missing or leaves with no trace. We don't know if she's missing. We don't know if she's just left without a word. Again, like Emmy has done it before, so Leah doesn't know if this is another one of her just leaves. And the most craziest part that I think like you don't realize until like it's actually happening or when you're faced to actually look at these things, that there's no evidence or nothing of Emmy's that points to specifically hers in the house. Like there's no memories, there's nothing apart like about her family, there's no like sentimental things, so there's no evidence that Emmy exists, which is so weird and so crazy. But these two characters are going through a lot, and they're, I think, very focused on themselves, that when Leah realizes that there's no specific items of Emmy that tie to Emmy except this necklace that is found, but there is still no evidence that Emmy exists in the police's eyes. So just something you think about and you're like, wow, got to think about those things so you're not in this situation. And at the end, Leah's ex friends. Okay, so at the end, this is when we figure out what did happen to Leah. Why did she run away from the city that she loved? What happened to her job that she left? She was a reporter, and then now she's teaching at a high school. And so what happened? We get that all in the last bit of the book, like the last quarter. So Leah's ex-best friend's husband tried to kill Leah, which was crazy. But she didn't tell her friend. She just disappears. She ghosts her. She doesn't talk to her again. She doesn't respond to her. She doesn't even, nothing. Until Leah reaches out to this friend when she writes an article about exposing her husband, which he was a school teacher. I think like phys ed teacher, I don't remember, but he worked in a school, a high school, but she didn't name him in the article, and her friend then gets a restraining order against her because she doesn't believe her. Would you believe somebody who just ghosted you all of a sudden came out with this article and telling you like, this is going to be released tomorrow, I just wanted to know. She let her friend get married to this man. She didn't confine in her friend at all, which to me could go both ways. you were so scared that you just like disappeared, you couldn't cope, but also you let your friend be with this man who was dangerous and who tried to kill you. Like, that's crazy talk. Like, oh my God. So her friend doesn't believe her, which is valid. A friend that disappeared for a while and then now is coming up with these accusations, and you don't have any evidence of your husband acting like this or being that person that she writes about. So I think it was like close enough to who it could be in the article that if somebody really wanted to, they could pinpoint who the person there Leo was writing about. And that really, I guess, freaked some people out, which is why she loses her job. Her job at the Boston paper lets her go for like credibility issues. Like, there is no evidence. They think that she made up the anonymous source, which is untrue, but she cannot disclose who it is, or even she doesn't want to disclose like her personal attack by this person. I've been going back and forth for a while. I don't know if I want to be 100% spoilery or if I want to be a bit spoilery or just no spoils whatsoever. But being a book club episode, I feel like it needs to be spoilery. I won't go like too into it today, but I think moving forward, it's just going to be spoilery because whenever we do have guests on the podcast, the episodes are spoilery. Like, we talk about everything. I just need to get the hang of it, or just don't know how to discuss all of the book without it making, like, without me feeling crazy talking about it with nobody. That happens. Leah's friend, which I didn't write down her name or who she really was, other than it was her ex-best friend, they don't believe her, but the guy ends up killing himself. They find him hung or hanging in his house. Sorry for the banging if you can hear that, but I can't do anything about it. And it's always been on Leah's mind of how her article came out and he committed suicide. And at the end, it seems that that's incorrect, that she then thinks about it more. And I guess after, like, you repress memories and you repress bad situations. But after all of this has come out and she's really digging through and trying to discover what's happened to her friend and what's going on, and she figures out that thinking back that her friend, her ex-best friend, was home and the baby was home. And for the longest time, she thought that it was just the ex-husband and the baby that were home. But no, the best friend was home too. And it seems like she killed her husband and made it seem like a suicide because of the awful things he's done. Crazy, right? This book does throw you into like a roller coaster. It's just, you try to think of what's happening. Like, you're going back and forth in a lot of emotions and you're trying to figure out what's happening. And I enjoyed it and I gave the book a 3 out of 5 stars, or maybe like a 3.5 stars. Because I did enjoy reading it, but I didn't love it. I think the last bits of the book were the most exciting and suspenseful. And the book did creep me out by like just the ominous situations of like, is somebody in the house? Somebody watching her? Is like, what is happening? But the ending was just like my most favorite part. It's like where the most exciting things happen. But like, even the suspense throughout the entire novel, it just seems like trouble follows Leah. And it ended up that Emmy did disappear on her own. Nobody killed her. A lot of like misunfortunate events. And it seemed like Emmy was trying to frame Leah as well. She was trying to frame her into seeming like she did kill her friend, like her, Emmy, and that she might have killed the other person that seemed to be very similar to Emmy. There are a lot of lies. There's a lot of secrets in this book, and there's murder. Another thing that happens is that all of the like harassment from, we think, another teacher from the school has been like calling Leah, emailing Leah, and like leaving like creepy voicemails, just him breathing, emails about like what he wants to do to her, ends up being a student who's just messing with her. The fact that Bethany, which was Emmy's friend, is trying to kill Leah as well. Emmy has claimed that she's trying to protect Leah from Bethany's actions once she was released from prison, but also it's very questionable. Leah finds out where Emmy's actual house is and where she's been hiding, where all of her like valuables and like things that would trace her are. And she backs her up into a corner there, basically tells the detective who she is now seeing, where she is, with the address, with her name and Emmy's name. And the book basically ends with Leah just wanting to expose Emmy and like capture her, because that was her whole motive for finding her and the whole point of the book. And she does do that, and she wanted Emmy to know that she was the one who busted her and exposed her from being this anonymous, mysterious person who kept changing identities and who kept moving and running away from her issues, that then I think Emmy kills Bethany because Bethany was about to endanger Leah. There's a lot that goes on, and I read this book a little while ago now, so I should have recorded it right away, but things got in the way, and now I'm recording it, and it's been a few weeks, so I'm sorry if that was incomprehensible, or if that was hard to keep up, if I'm missing anything important. That's why I would love to hear your thoughts as well, so you can tell me your thoughts on social media or via email, and I would still love to know what you thought and have a conversation with you about the book. But yeah, that's what I thought. I probably should get more into it, but I just don't know how to do that right now. So let me know what you thought of the book. Please rate and review the podcast and follow us on social media. Goodbye.